Item 3, a resolution by Supervisors Weishan Jr., Broderick, and Rainey providing for an advisory referendum on the November 4, 2014 election ballot on whether tax revenue should be used to help pay for the renovation or construction of a new sports and entertainment arena to replace the BMO Harris Bradley Center in the city of Milwaukee and to build a major expansion to the Wisconsin Center Convention Center. At your meeting on June 12, 2014, this item was removed from the agenda by the chair.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I would start off by moving approval. Just to reiterate to my colleagues and the others what this is about, that you know, the resolution is pretty simple. There's three parts to it. One is that it states that you know a line is already formed and that Milwaukee County has taken a stance on funding for transportation, parks, and EMS. And if the state or any other group wants to do something on a funding mechanism for an arena downtown, they need to get in line and take care of the needs of our parks, transportation, and EMS. The second part is just a simple policy statement from the county board that we oppose the expansion of the Miller Park sales tax, that much like the regions around us have made a statement, I think it's important that Milwaukee County make a statement. And the third piece is the simple referendum question on whether or not public funds should be used for this. It's hard week after week to read different reports of the problems that we face as a community and the excuses. We always don't have the funding for it. We look at, we're on judiciary here, you look at our courtrooms. How many of them are actually up to date with the technology that of a modern courtroom? Yet, you know, we're not talking about building a new courthouse with 21st century technology because it would cost $100 million. But somehow we have the wherewithal to come up with $500 million for a sports and entertainment complex. So I think, you know, when you put these things into context, the public has a right to say how they think their tax dollars should be spent. So, as I said, I move approval and hope you'll see the wisdom in putting this on the ballot. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments from members? Supervisor Browder.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think for anyone who was around then and recalls the public dismay during the whole Miller Park controversy, what resulted in Miller Park, and the lack of public input or willingness on the part of decision makers to listen to the public, this becomes a well-advised remedy to all of the faults that were involved in that process many years ago. What's been done here is essentially the state legislature ignored the voice of the people as expressed at the ballot box in Milwaukee County, let a much time lapse without authorizing the adoption of the sales tax, and then the Association of Commerce, also ignoring the voice of the people, is proposing the use of those same dollars that the public already has designated a use for, you know, for other purposes. It's curious when viewed through the spectrum of, well, through our belief in a democratic system that not only values but operates on the will of the majority. In this case, the will of the majority has been ignored. And I think that's unhealthy for any society that claims to be democratic. You know, to vote against this, I think, essentially could easily be characterized as voting against a belief in that kind of system. And in favor of what, I don't know. We have a system that, in my opinion, is moving toward oligarchy. in many ways. More and more decisions falling into the hands of fewer and fewer moneyed interests, and that's not only unhealthy, that is the potential doom for representative government and democratic society. So I would hope very much that my colleagues would see the value in hearing the public's voice expressed, regardless how that turns out. It may be that the public much favors this kind of idea, but we can't say that with any certainty unless, in fact, we have the quantifiable vote at the ballot box. So I very much favor this resolution, Mr. Chairman, and hope that my colleagues do the same.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, I know exactly where my colleagues are coming from, and I actually had talked with the author. Why I am not going to support this, okay, and which I think is very difficult for my constituents. This has to be a package deal, and I don't know why it has to be a package deal. You know, all of the other counties have these resolutions that say yay or nay. It doesn't throw in this caveat about, you know, until the sales tax that was supported by the voters in 2008 provide property tax relief. So by voting for this, you're saying you're in support of the sales tax. And so there is your recipe for disaster, all right? Plain and simple. I think unequivocally my district would have a problem with a sales tax, but they would love to be able to vote on yes or no whether or not tax money should go to a new basketball arena. And so that is where my bone of contention has been. This is not a surprise to any of the authors or whatever. And I'm just sorry that it had to be all-inclusive. But if it would have been a simple arena vote up or down like the other counties did, then I think you could almost get unanimous support on this county board.
Thank you. Supervisor Weisson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, just to clarify, the question that goes before the voters is a thumbs up or thumbs down on spending public money on a sports and entertainment complex. That is a yes or no vote will be before the public. The statement in here is a policy statement from the county board, which has the majority support of the board, at least it did, that we support, if there is to be a sales tax enacted, that we take care of our critical needs like transportation and parks and EMS before you go ahead and you know, do something with a sports and entertainment complex. But the fact is that what is before the voters is and only is a question on whether or not you want to fund or publicly fund a sports and entertainment complex. So to think that the voters would somehow be going or a vote for this would be in support of funding parks and transit and EMS on the sales tax is incorrect. And I would hope that people would see it for what it truly is. That I think, and honestly, I think the reason that people vote no against this stuff is because they don't want to go on the record and say yes to it. The fact is that, you know, there are lots of people here that want to project this image of I'm Mr., you know, no to taxes, when really they support all of this stuff and they just want other people to carry the water on it. The fact is, if you want to build an arena downtown, then put in a resolution saying you want to build an arena downtown and we'll vote yes or no on it. But I think that putting a question before the public, because this is a big enough issue and all the other surrounding counties have weighed in, that they should have the opportunity. I'm getting tired of people characterizing Milwaukee County as the place that, oh, we're a bunch of drunken, you know, liberals that want to tax everything and this and that, and it's going to be okay for the state of Wisconsin to do a Milwaukee-only sales tax on this stuff. Well, you know what? My constituents in the city of Milwaukee and in West Allis are not happy about a sales tax for an arena, and they want to be able to say yes or no to it. You know, it cracks me up on this stuff. You know, try going to Miller Park, you know, a family of four. You got to spend $90 before you even get in the door. You know, $10 to park, $20 for a ticket. You know, wow, isn't that how many? I can tell you, there ain't a whole lot of people in my district that do that on a regular basis. You know, people are scratching to put together their electric bill and, you know, pay their rent. You know, look at the foreclosures and stuff. And I don't see anybody clamoring to solve that problem. But, you know, we got a whole giant task force of 48 people trying to save the Milwaukee Bucks because a bunch of hedge fund managers from New York and a couple, you know, other millionaires. You know, so if you want to support those people, fine. But don't come here and kind of claim that you want to, you know, somehow protect the taxpayers and this has all been decided, because it hasn't. And there's nothing wrong with letting people that are just, you know, regular citizens having a vote on it. Thank you.
Sorry. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think those listening and watching this debate would benefit from our clerk simply reading the question that we intend to have placed on the ballot. I think it speaks directly to statements that have been made contrary to supporting it.
There's a request, if you would, please, to read the advisory referendum question on line 20, 120 through 122.
Shall public tax dollars be used to help build a new sports and entertainment arena in the city of Milwaukee and to build a major expansion to the Wisconsin Center Convention Center?
I think that's a very simple, straightforward question that presupposes nothing that's been offered in criticism of the idea. It simply puts before the voter a simple question without any of the whereas clauses that are contained in the resolution, and ask that simple question in a way that I don't think can be misinterpreted. And that's the result I would value. I would want to know what my constituents think of this idea. I would want to know what the constituents of other districts think and what the total vote in the county on this would be. That's how democracy operates. And to deny them this possibility is to repeat the flawed process that occurred when Miller Park was constructed. In terms of the democratic process, it was not followed, it was not practiced, and there was much complaint on the part of the public following it. And that complaint has persisted. And we hear it all the time. You know, I'm still paying for that stadium. Well, I like the stadium and I attend the ball games, but I still want to hear what my constituents have to say, and not to want to hear that to me is just an abdication of our responsibility.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if we're going to start reading things and having the clerk do this, I'm going to ask that the clerk do the be it resolved line 75 to 81, and you explain to me how just because it states in the referendum question one thing, in our be it resolved between those lines says something totally different. And if that isn't deceptive, I don't know what the definition of deceptive is. But, Mr. Chairman, could you have the clerk read those lines, please?
All right, this will be the last one. I'll honor the request. It's line 74 to 80, if you would, please.
75 to 81.
Depending on which version, I guess. Is that the... Yes. Same one.
Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors is hereby opposed to spending any new tax dollars on the renovation or construction of a new sports and entertainment arena to replace the BMO Harris Bradley Center in the city of Milwaukee or to build a major expansion to the Wisconsin Center Convention Center until the sales tax that was supported by the voters in 2008 to provide property tax relief by removing parks, recreation, culture, transit, and emergency medical services from the property tax is authorized. And
okay. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, okay. Say what you want to say. Unless you want to eliminate those lines, it's deceptive referendum question, and I'll stand by that.
Chair, I would point out that is not the referendum question, and that will not appear on the ballot.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As much as we have we had a previous meeting and discussed the merits of such a measure, I call the question so that we can move on.
Seeing no other comments or questions from committee, the motion by Supervisor Weishaupt is adoption.
Supervisors Borkowski.
No.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Staskunas.
No.
Mr. Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item 4.